Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about one of the biggest mistakes that I see small business owners making today. And I really believe this is the kind of mistake that people are making that could take them down. Over time, it could take them down. It's one of those mistakes that you make that just slowly but surely, it's like a little leak. It's like when you have a little leak in your boat and you don't know you got a leak. It's very insidious, very, very slow leak, and without realizing it, you're all of a sudden you're deeper. Your boat's deeper in the water than it was before. The water's coming up higher on the gunwales than it was before. And before you know it, you look around and whoa, wait a minute, water's coming up in over the rails, right? Well, this is all associated with the follow me home stuff that I've talked to you about on the show before, and there's an entire chapter in my book about follow me home, and it's associated with what I talked about. Some of you may have seen me on MSNBC a couple of weeks ago on MSNBC's Your Business, J.J. Ramberg's show. You can still find, if you go on MSNBC, you can find it or you can see some of the things that I did there. But they asked me for a tip. Before I came, they said, would you give us a tip that we can put up on our show? And the tip I gave them was act like a duck. And act like a duck is another way of talking about follow me home. The point that I was making was that, and you've heard me talk about this, about the fact that I don't trust the social media platforms. I do not trust them. You should not trust them. They're not in business to help you. They're in business to help themselves. If you get helped along the way, then congratulations. But any given day that they decide that the way they're currently doing business, which just so happens to be the way you've gotten used to and the way your customers like, on any given day when all of that isn't helping them, is not good for them, when they need to make a change to help themselves, but that change winds up not making your customers happy, your contacts, your community, your online social media community happy, then you're going to lose those people. You're going to wake up one morning and all those people who've been following you on Twitter, who've been following you on Facebook, who were engaged with you and who were keeping up with you and whom you were able to have a conversation with and influence, and maybe they were doing business with you, you're going to wake up one morning and they're just gone because Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram or whoever, because they changed their rules. And if your customers don't like it, you won't have access to those customers anymore. So when I say act like a duck, I'm talking about migrating the information that you know about them over to a parallel universe. So if you've got a group of people that you've gotten to know, you built a community of people who follow you on YouTube, or they follow you on Facebook and they like your videos or your little messages about how to use your products better, et cetera, et cetera. If you can find a way to get their email address, If you can come up with a way to get them to migrate, like a duck, migrate their contact information over to another parallel universe, and that which just happens to be one that you have control of. You don't have control of your social media communities, but you can have control of an email list. So find a way to get these people that you've gotten to know to give you some other kind of information, so that if, and not if, but when, because they've been doing it. Facebook did it just the other day. They changed the rules just the other day. They're going to change them again pretty soon. If and when they change the rules and you wake up one morning and your people are gone, you can send them an email. Hey, I understand I'm not happy about what Facebook did either, but I wanted to let you know that I still want to be able to, I would still like to be able to connect with you. Can we do it by email? I don't care. You come up with a way. Hire somebody to help you with this. I don't care how you do it. I just want you to know that the big social media platforms, the major platforms, are to be used, and you're to take advantage of them, but you're not to trust them, and you're not to put all of your eggs, all of your duck eggs, in one basket. But I do want you to act like a duck and migrate them over to an alternative universe of contact information. I don't even care if the other information is another social media platform. I mean, the chances are pretty small you're going to lose. The two different platforms are going to change the rules on you the same day. Just make sure you have a plan B, because you could work 2 years to build up a community. I'll give you a quick example. There are people today who had a community who sold guns. They sold guns on Facebook. They had a gun page, a gun site on Facebook, right? Well, all overnight, Facebook said, we're not going to allow people to sell guns on our site. I don't blame them for that. That's their business. They get to do that. But all the people who used to connect with someone on that Facebook page about how to buy and use guns, they're gone now, because Facebook just took them down. If they didn't have another way to get to those people, they lost all those customers, all those contacts. Now, that's an extreme example, and they're not likely to take your page down. But if they change the rules and it makes your customers unhappy, it could be the same thing as taking your page down. Think about it. Migrate your contacts. Act like a duck and migrate your contacts. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.